Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Sunday, another Bills block party down on Chippewa. Chris Ring from Rec Room joining us now with more on that. Hey, Chris, thanks for being with us this morning. It's back again, and this time Sunday at 1 o'clock. Have you done one at this time before? You know, I remember these a lot of times, primetime games, you know, some of the bigger games. Is this one of the first, you know, normal Sunday 1 o'clock games you've done this for?
I feel off the top of my head, last year we might have had one at 1 o'clock, but predominantly it was like a 4 o'clock game or the later evening game or even the playoffs where it was a 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock kickoff.
You know, that being said, what are you expecting? You know, in the light, you can see everybody. How's it going to be different?
Yeah, I mean, we're still expecting the same amount of people this week that we had a couple of weeks ago for the first game of the season, which is 1,500 people on the street, plus another 500 plus in all the surrounding bars and restaurants. I mean, the video walls that we rent to bring down to the street are made to be viewed in whether it's daylight or nighttime. So we expect the same kind of high energy, fun experience that we've had at all the previous games. So a great game day viewing experience, a great party with other Bills fans, and everybody kind of cheering the guys on, hoping for a big win.
You know, actually, the weather is going to be better here than it will be in Baltimore. So, I mean, it's a great day to be outside, right?
Yeah, it's a great alternative. It'll be a beautiful fall day here in Buffalo. So, yeah, what better place to watch the game than with 1,500 other Bills fans down on Chippewa?
It gives you that kind of game day atmosphere that a lot of people want. And, you know, you have to say, with secondary market ticket prices so high, a lot of people who usually go that route to buy tickets might be looking at that saying, oh, man, I mean, here's kind of a way to have that same atmosphere with, you know, a little bit less expensive than the $300 prices we're seeing to get into the stadium.
Yeah, I mean, our events are $10 to get in. The whole goal was to kind of replicate that game day experience. Obviously, this kind of came post-COVID, you know, when the playoffs happened. So it was definitely like a spark to try to get local businesses down on Chippewa, the bar restaurants, you know, that were kind of hit pretty hard, some added business. So we've kind of grown from that and have kind of created this game day like experience that you just said is an affordable alternative to actually traveling and going to these games. And you know, we've seen some really good success having these parties down there.
Yeah, what is the feedback that you've gotten to these parties since you started offering them?
I mean, people actually hit us up asking us to do more and more. A lot of people that also, you know, can't afford the home games are asking us to do the home game experience, but to compete with, you know, 70,000 fans and the tailgaters and things like that just doesn't really make much sense. But, I mean, we've grown the party from a couple hundred people during COVID to now 1,500 people where we're selling out the game each and every week. So, I mean, it's definitely grown. People seem to really like the experience and, you know, something we're looking forward to. You know, we have another game coming up in 2 weeks against Kansas City, and fingers crossed, playoffs and Super Bowl.
So many people. Are you surprised at all by the response? You know, even with how popular the Bills are, the buzz around the team, I mean, that's a ton of people to be able to bring in for an event like this.
I mean, if it was any other team, I would probably be a little surprised. But, I mean, the Bills Mafia, the Bills fans are just absolutely insane. So, you know, I think if we could fit 2,000, 3,000 people down there, to be honest with you, we could probably fill, you know, a couple blocks down there in Chippewa. But, you know, we like to keep it manageable. We like to keep it kind of a little, not saying exclusive, because 1,500 people isn't necessarily exclusive, but, you know, make it more of a little bit of a smaller profile, intimate kind of party, opposed to something that's just completely massive.
Well, we know Bills fans love to be with each other, especially on game days. How are tickets selling, and are you at capacity or close to it when you're talking about 1,500 here?
So we're a little bit ahead of where we were last week at this time, last game for the Rams game. So we're still expecting the 1,500 people outside, which is our capacity. And then maybe, you know, obviously things for the playoffs, Super Bowl, if we get there, you know, we might expand the footprint, close up another section of Chippewa and expand that. But, yeah, I mean, ticket sales are great. The response is great. A lot of the bars and restaurants are selling out of their tables inside. We've sold out of VIP tables outside already, so now it's just $10 standing room general admission tickets are available for outside.
You mentioned kind of getting business back cooking in that area, Chippewa. We know it's been a rough couple of years. There was a little bit of a beautification project on the city streets. Has a nice look to it in that stretch of Chippewa where you guys are. What has business been like? What have you noticed in the last few months? Have we returned to normal? Is it still a challenge to get things going?
From a dinner and nightlife standpoint, we're definitely kind of seeing, you know, a return to kind of normality. The lunchtime business, unfortunately, still hasn't really returned. A lot of the businesses downtown still haven't, you know, made their staff return to the in-office workday. So, you know, any kind of lunchtime business that used to exist with the restaurants, unfortunately, hasn't really returned. Even with the hotel traffic, you know, the hotels are just starting to get busy again. So we're seeing, you know, with the weddings returning and obviously the Bills games and big special events, you're starting to see more and more people come from out of town. Obviously with Canada recently, I believe dropping, you know, their qualifications to kind of get in and over the border is only going to help with more tourists coming in. So we're slowly getting there. I mean, I'd say we're probably about a 65 or maybe 75% from a dinner slash late night service, but it's a baby step thing. And we're all still really excited to kind of get some people downtown and returning to the bar and restaurant scene.
You know, I'm wondering if, because of the workplace situation with the hybrid remote thing still happening, if this is why these block parties are so successful, because people, you know, aren't getting together during the week, during the work hours, but they look forward to something like this.
Yeah, I mean, everything, you know, that we do at Rec Room or even on Chippewa is to encourage people to get out and mingle and support, you know, local businesses. So, yeah, when people are kind of cooped up all day working at home or even in the office, you know, it's just a great way to kind of get out, stretch your legs, meet some people, and obviously cheer on the Bills.
You're also a concert venue. I know there's a show I'm hoping to get out to in a couple weeks from now down at Rec Room. I'm wondering what that industry has been like. There were so many questions if you go back a couple years ago to how would it return? Would it ever return to normal? Seems like artists are getting back out there. Shows are returning. I mean, just about every show I've been to in the last year or so has been packed and flooded. What are you seeing on that front?
Yeah, I mean, we're very fortunate that, you know, artists, have basically, everybody's hit the road. You know, everybody was shut down for so long that, you know, once the floodgates opened, you know, every single touring artist basically hit the road. So, you know, we've seen definitely more shows than ever coming out of COVID. And shockingly, you know, whether it was, you know, because people had some of that extra money that they got, the stimulus money or whatnot, or just because they were cooped up inside. But, you know, the shows were selling really, really well. That's kind of slowed down a little bit now. I think the economy with the inflation, things like that, people are being a little bit more practical, picking and choosing some shows here and there. But overall, I mean, the concert industry is definitely returning. You know, it definitely had a huge spike coming immediately out of COVID. It's leveling off now, but it's still going to be pretty healthy. And I think things are going to be positive moving forward.
All right. Hey, one more time. Where can people get those $10 tickets for the block party on Sunday?
Yeah, so general admission tickets are for sale right now for $10 at ticketweb.com. They'll go up to $15 at the door, cash only if we have anything remaining. And one thing to note, you do not need a ticket if you just want to go downtown, support the local businesses, and go in and out of the bars and still kind of experience, you know, a fun game day experience. It's just $10 to get onto the street for the block party.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, Chris, thanks so much. Chris Ring with Rec Room. Bill's Block Party returns to Chippewa this Sunday. 1 o'clock kickoff, Bills and Ravens.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.